Unit 6. Focus on listening 1. Student interviews. Section 1. You're going to hear interviews between a student counsellor and two students. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen to the first interview and answer questions 1 to 5. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Hi, come in. Take a seat. We haven't met before, have we?
No.
Didn't think so. Well, I'm Rob. I'm one of the student counsellors here. And you are?
Linda Richmond.
Right. And which course are you on, Linda?
I'm doing computer studies.
OK. Now, the reason for this little chat is that we wanted to find out a bit about what students do when they're not studying, how you relax, what activities you do, things like that. But in particular, we'd like to know if there's anything we can do to improve the facilities available to students, OK?
OK.
So, tell me, where are you living at the moment?
On campus.
That's good. At least you don't have to worry about commuting if you're on campus.
No, but it can be a bit of a problem getting into town in the evening.
I suppose that's true. Swings and roundabouts. But tell me, do you belong to any of the student clubs?
Yes. I joined the Film Society when I first arrived, and I probably go along 2-3 times a week. Movies are great. They take your mind off your work and everything.
Good. And that's it?
That's it.
So, what do you think of the facilities in general?
They're quite good. In my opinion, anyway.
Any suggestions for improvements?
Well, I think the one thing that's really needed is a new gym.
You don't think the current gym is adequate?
The thing is, it's nowhere near big enough. You can hardly ever get to use it, except at 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe. And the equipment's out of the ark. It really needs updating. No, a new gym would be fantastic.
OK. And finally, are there any other activities you do in your spare time?
I do quite a bit of cooking. It's the best way I know of relaxing. My speciality is curry. I'm always playing around with new recipes.
Great. That's been very helpful. Many thanks.
Now look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen to the second interview and answer questions 6 to 10.
OK, so could I have your name?
Jim. Jim Mabry.
Jim, sorry, how do you spell your surname?
M-A-Y-B-U-R-Y.
Mabry. Thanks. And what course are you doing, Jim?
Marine biology.
And how's it going?
Fine, so far.
Good. Good. And where are you living?
I've got a place 5 kilometres from college.
Excellent. And student clubs, societies, do you belong to anything in particular?
Yes, I'm a member of the athletics club. We've just got back from an inter-university athletics tournament, actually.
And how did you get on?
We came second.
Well done. That's quite an achievement. So you're obviously into sport, and what do you think of the university facilities?
To be honest, I think they're a bit limited. Compared with other universities I know, anyway.
I see. And what improvements would you like to see?
The number one priority, as far as I'm concerned, is a swimming pool. I can't believe a university this size hasn't got one. It's crazy for students to have to go to the public pool in town.
Yes, I must say you're not the first person to mention that. Actually, there is talk of a major fundraising campaign for new facilities, so maybe there's hope on the horizon.
Hmm.
Anyway, last question. Do you take part in any other activities to relax or whatever?
I play the guitar mostly. It's something I've always done and it's great for winding down.
Terrific. Thanks, Jim. Good luck with the course.
That is the end of the section. You now have half a minute to check your answers.